בסך הכל המימוש הרוחני יכול להיות
All in all, spiritual fulfillment can happen through the light that reforms. And we're in a special place where we can draw the light to us according to equivalence of form. Equivalence of form can happen if women, men connect between them and try to connect as if they are one. And then the light that reforms shines in this connection into the center of the group, and then everyone, all the friends, receive influence from it, bestowal, and that's how they grow. And this is the matter of leaving Egypt. When we truly wish to work in this way, in connection in the group, then we receive confirmation, approval, permission to leave. And if we do, we reach the conditions of the connection. This means to be in mutual guarantee around the hatred between us, around Mount Sinai. And we're willing to go forward towards connection. These are the stages we have to go through. Nullification towards a friend should be first by trying to work to do it in such a way that everyone is bigger than me, that I cancel myself before them, included in them. I want nothing but that. And then I begin to receive the strength to feel the center of the group. And from that strength that I feel of the center of the group, I act. In short, our free choice, where is it? It's to constantly be included in the center of the group, in nullification towards the others. This is all the choice we have. Until the heart truly awakens, you discover so many layers on top of it, and you peel them and peel them and peel them off, and you want your heart to be more sensitive, more alive, to truly have flesh, be made of flesh. It's as if the words I hear are external, they don't penetrate inside, and people's attitude, I don't feel it inside of me. I'm wearing this armor, enveloped by it, that doesn't let anything penetrate. And I want it so much, and I'm unable. Used to being behind it, I have no strength to fight it, to fight this klipa, this shell that is surrounding me. Until nothing is left except for social agreement that we must influence one another. If you influence the friend's heart, and he will influence your heart, by that, and you begin to do this artificially, you will succeed. There's no other way to succeed in any other action. This is called Arvut. That we all reveal our hearts, how each of us is closed within the shell, only by mutual agreement. You are incapable of controlling your heart. Only the friend's heart. And he controls your heart. And then if we agree to it, it becomes so simple that you go crazy. How come you didn't understand it beforehand, and how others don't get it? How others don't get it that let's do it this way. I can't, with my short arm, reach my mouth, my own mouth, but I can reach your mouth, and you can reach with your short, extra short arm into my mouth. That's how it is. We're unable to influence ourselves in nothing. Only each one should help his friend.
כל העבודה הרוחנית היא רק בעשירייה.
Our spiritual work is only in the ten. That's why we speak of the ten only, and never of a single individual. This has to be a people that everybody lives together. So we're talking about the connection, and we understand that we cannot reach connection. And inside this connection, to reveal the quality of bestowal and mutual love that's called the Creator. Such people who work correctly reveal their qualities, their inability to reach connection, and then they demand it from the upper force, and then they receive the help, and they move from lack of connection to connection, in such a way that the Creator is revealed before them. This is called exiting from exile to redemption. So we're always talking about the group and not anyone alone. A lone person is not accounted for. He's invisible in spirituality. And the spiritual map, we only see tens.
Maximum המאור המחזיר למוטב מגיע שאני
maximum amount of light of reforms comes when I cancel myself in stages towards the group and lose myself there, so much so that I stop feeling my own existence, but I'm willing to be in the society as a helping tool for whatever the friends desire. And then, by that, the light of reforms is extended on all of us. The light of reforms is never extended on me. There's no such thing. Only if I reach a state where it can be there, which is the center of the group, then this is where I find it. Desperate from one's own strength is after one is completely worn out, after he's done everything in his power. You're not using the forces of the society that can pressure each and every one, that can awaken each and every one. We must reach a state where we truly squeeze out of each and every one. And if that would have been the case, he would have reached a common cry that there is nothing higher than that. And the sons of Israel sighed from the work. He would receive the revelation of the Creator with the exodus from Egypt. What are we missing to reach the exodus from Egypt by the end of the holiday? Only one thing, that I want only this. I need it more than anything else, and only a miracle can do it. Only a miracle can save us. Us together. Yes, that is all. If you think this way, you'll see what else you're missing in order to insert it into this tendency. Because just like the negative force that is revealed in our world, accordingly, a positive force has to be revealed, and it is the one that is knocking on your door. Open for me. And we must open. There's nothing more.
Hello everybody, we're happy to be here for preparation for this lesson. We're going to do a workshop together. Everybody together will listen to a sentence. I'm really happy and excited that finally we met, because
oh, I'm extremely happy and excited that we met all our friends together for this workshop. It is such an honor to be here, to be an opportunity to connect. It's something that we dream of and anticipate with love for all our group to attain the Creator. I'm happy and excited because the Creator keeps giving us, continues to give us opportunities to unite, to stabilize our desire, and to exit Egypt, to go out, exit there already. It's an opportunity, it's a rare opportunity, each time anew, to meet again and to do this work together with joy. I'm happy and excited to be here, to be with you, because actually you're part of my soul, and that for me is an opportunity to unite. Absolutely. It's a window of opportunities each time anew. And we are here, we're meeting here, we're so excited. It's a holiday, it's a very, very special day. And again, to be included, to integrate it, and to nullify ourselves towards this unity that we want so badly and to fulfill it. I'm very happy and excited to be here, to be in the presence of this society, the greatest society in the world, of women with the greatest desire in the world. And it's a true honor to be here, nothing more. I am happy and excited because finally we have been given the opportunity, the Creator gave us this opportunity to get out, leave our regular daily routine, the laundry and whatever, everybody's burden. And to come here, it's just like a magical moment to be here. I can be with one intention, one very pure intention, and be concentrated together and to raise a strong and true prayer for unity from the depths of our heart. Yes, I'm also happy and excited to be here because we really do have an opportunity to unite. And the Creator, He put everyone here for a certain purpose, and really, we can do it together. I am very happy and excited to be here because it's an opportunity, it's an amazing opportunity for nullification to see my more corrected parts of myself and to actually do more focused work, and we're here just for that. I am very happy and excited to be here that all the women from all over the world are connected now with us, and it's an opportunity to continue to build our society in love and in adhesion in all over the world. I'm happy and excited to be here again. And there's not much to add other than Rav keeps telling us that our intention and prayer and thoughts have to be about unity, unity, unity. The more we put out effort in that and want that and try that, that's how we'll attain it quicker. To hastening the times. So I am continuously happy to be here so that we can hasten the times together. I'm happy and excited because it's a great honor to be in such a holy society. And this is the warmest place that could possibly be. This is the warmest place and really an opportunity to open our hearts a bit more to unity that we so desire, that we're really trying to towards it. And on this occasion, this festive occasion, to actually fulfill it. I'm just looking at all of you and I'm extremely excited. And before we start, I was looking at Dan, and I felt I was calmed down and felt that I could maybe to talk a little bit and that we can really create this unity among us and feel that each one of us is just, each one of you are inside of me. I thought that this Pesach to be integrated with the nation of the people of Israel, with the kids and all, not necessarily dissemination, but just to go out and with all the people and to take trips and all, but there's something that you feel that in this people, that after all, there's an internal point that's hidden and covert, but it does want to come out. And when we come here, let's say now I'm here, I'm happy and excited to be here, and somehow to convey this feeling and this yearning, to convey it to everyone that we can actually make that connection. Yes, and really, here we have an opportunity to actually rise above our ego together and reveal something new, to reveal the Creator between us. And we have to do that, because that's why I'm very happy to be here. And really, it's an opportunity to fulfill our role of within a lab. We're in the hearts of each other, and each one actually is maintaining and massaging each other's heart, and just to totally devote ourselves to this experience. Yes, this is an opportunity to live within the society, within the friends. And a physical meeting is a gift. It's a particularly intensive gift and honor to be here.
Well, it's still a holiday. Happy holiday. Chag Sameach. Can hear you. Thank you. I think we're going nicely through these days. The group is changing for the better, growing strong. I didn't expect such great changes. I typically plan the changes to the material, what to study, how to study, maybe in a few months, but now I see that the group is pulling me rather than I pull it. Very nice. But don't tell him this. But you have a very important part in that. And you deserve a big thank you. What are we doing? There are a few excerpts here. I didn't get any. I only got questions. Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. What do we want to do? Workshop? According to? according to these questions. We see that a person who's entirely made of the will to receive, this is our material, our matter, if he sees in front of him an important goal that's worthwhile for him, important to him, close to him, he's willing to do anything. And then he breaks forward, nothing can stop him. So, other than the greatness of the goal, importance of the goal, as much as we can describe it, something big and special, we have nothing more than that. But we are unable to do it because we don't attain it. And we see that our lives are built around the definitions that the society gives us. Whatever the society thinks is important, that's what's important to a man, a person. Because other than the most fundamental things, food, sex, family, things on the animate degree, those things we feel obligated, that like an animal that's missing something, some of those basic things. But anything greater than those forms of food, sex, family, we receive from the society. Everything depends on the society. So, if the society establishes a goal, doesn't matter what kind of goal, doesn't matter, if that goal is actually important at the onset, but it tells itself, this is what we decide, and we're going to raise that importance of that goal. After they decide and hold it, it becomes already like a snowball. It rolls and picks up importance, and we see that you cannot stop it. We see it even now, how the media, governments, they toss there's various forms of importance, definitions, values into society, and society swallows it and begins to develop it and begins to arrange its new form around those things. Only according to the importance it feels with respect to certain things. Today we live in a world where all those things are being shattered one by one. They disappear, and people are left empty-handed. So what we need, and that's why we decided that the society has to have a certain spiritual directorate, certain committees that will establish the goals that will become important for us in the order of importance for everything. And that's how we always do it. What we have to do is only make a choice between what's more important and less important. By that, we are like machines. So, arranging this ladder of values, this is the most important. What's the most important? What's the least important? And what's in the middle? Between Everything, including family, relationship, money, health, each and everything in life. Do I have to do this or not? First this, then the other. Or maybe completely ignore something, or maybe increase the attention on something. It all depends on the values that not the person chose, but the society chose. And a person, if he understands that according to his attitude, he advances to a goal, an eternal goal. Him and his family, his household, then he's included with the society, and then it influences him, and it stops being difficult for him to carry it out, because the importance gives strength, especially when it comes from a big society. We are now in the holiday. I'm speaking of the men. We've performed great Itkalalut, intermingling, and we're starting a new order of wide dissemination, wide-reaching, far-reaching dissemination with our groups around the country. And this also affects our internal processes. It accelerates our development. Women are connected to the home, to children. It's clear. But specifically because a woman is not so free, we have to think how we're holding her, how we're influencing her, how do we care that she will have this IV constantly, just like the man is tied to things in the morning, at noon, in the evening. That a woman would be connected despite the difficulties she has in life, to hold herself in this way, because she has a lot of things that are very important to her, surrounding her, family, children. Alongside, she needs to feel a small addition to the correct intention, and that can raise her to degrees far higher than a man, specifically because a man doesn't have such burdens like children, family, the house, keeping the house, housekeeping, and so on. So with the woman, our work with the importance of the goal, importance of connection, has to be much, much closer than we do with the men. Because a man is kind of revolves around this. He's much less attached to the home, to the kids. So we have to tighten those connections. The influence on each and every woman. And to try to bring into it children as much as possible. And this is, again, up to a woman to do. So, a great work and important work, and without the support and reinforcement from the environment, I don't see how we can advance. But on the other hand, we've been through many stages and we understand how to do it. And we will work on it. I want to hear what you want from me, what you want me to do. maybe a series of talks on TV, I don't know, in the studio. Whatever you want. Only to strengthen the good environment in our group, the women's group. I'm very interested in that. Thanks to righteous women, as you know. If we exit Egypt, it will be like this. No. However, it turns out, coming out from exile to the connection, to redemption, is done through the correct connection between us. And it's so accurately correct that in that connection, the Creator is revealed. We are rewarded with redemption, with His revelation. So we all have to do it. And everyone attains it according to the law of Avut. So, first question here. So, this, how did this Passover contributed to us raising the importance and the greatness of the goal in the group? This I have to ask. Oh, okay, I'll ask. Okay. Dear students, how did this Passover contribute to us, to our raising the importance of the goal and the greatness of the society? Let's hear and then I'll add.
In this Passover, we did a big preparation even before it came.
I'm asking, just perform internal calculation. Did it really happen, or am I just talking because it's customary to talk? Really? Let's try to make bring the heart and the mouth to be as one as possible, equal.
The society did a big preparation together, did a lot of activities together, a lot of efforts for cleaning the house and our building, and we did a lot of clarifications, internal clarifications that brought us to the importance, a very clear importance and very focused importance. And all the, if everything was in dissemination, peeling, all this effort that we did in our society, that they contributed to a lot of chibur, a lot of unity.
It was a kind of cleaning, like an inner cleaning. The whole thing of Passover that we have to clean from the chametz, it's like to cleanse from our internality and to actually to prepare a new kli, or to increase the kli, or to clean the kli. I don't know exactly what that cleansing is of the kli, but it was some kind of purification. Yes, really, we saw here all these preparations. We saw the men taking upon themselves a task to clean this house, and we in our houses, and all the, even from the World Kli who also came and participated and joined in, and really stage after stage, especially the ones I felt the peeling, the peels, the shells, and that was something that was so strong of shedding, that the shells, each one of those shells that we shedded increased our inner unity. I felt this, the importance of this Passover, that I had the opportunity to actually to join in. I couldn't go out to dissemination, but I could come here. After all, mothers with children, it's a little problematic. And I really felt before I came here how my desires are like a volcano erupting all over different places. When I came here, slowly and slowly, gradually, after 10 minutes, how the society, how the environment is cleansing me. And I thought about it every time is when we do dissemination or some kind of activity, there's something everybody can find something to do, even if it's just a half an hour, an hour, and they give us this space, this place, that's it, the greatness. So thank you, the peeling duty. Yes, with me here also was kind of complicated with the kids and all to actually take a physical part. It was work. It was very serious work in thinking and intention of the heart and to work on this thing of why can't I and how I can and how I can maybe and within my own house somehow to work and to join in with the desires and the intentions of all and really whatever I can do. And it was also a lesson. It was a very important lesson, right? What it means to hold intention in the heart and desire and the chisaron and missing the group. Yes, and this Passover, really, I saw that no matter how everything, every time the ego tries to control me, when I come here and let's say I participate in the peeling, then I really see how the friends are really great and how it's such an honor to be here. And that's what I felt very strongly this Passover. I was surprised when I cleaned my own house for Passover, there was some feeling that the house is not mine anymore. I'm cleaning my house because it belongs to the society. It was kind of a strange feeling. I'm cleaning because the society is cleaning, so I'm cleaning. And if I won't clean, then I won't be cleaning something that belongs to the society. And I prayed that I feel that way, that I belong to the society, that I'm not a person of my own right, that I need to serve something that's much greater than me all the time. And I thought that I wanted that for everyone. I also felt exactly what you're saying. The preparations were very intensive, and this whole process to do what the society says, what the Kabbalists say, that is really it changes us. It raises us. And we were doing that at the homes and coming here and doing it together, and even a little connect. To what Rav said at the beginning, I felt that the importance, this honor to serve the society. We as mothers, we have the obligation to help each other, be in it, to all of us to be join in, for our children to grow up in that. And that was each time, every time anew. But this time I felt it very, very intensely.
How do we remember all the times that we are in the process of building the spiritual group and we increase the greatness of the friend? How can we never let go of the path and constantly add the greatness of the group, greatness of the friends? So it becomes easy for us. We don't have to obligate ourselves. That I will receive this fuel from the outside. I don't have to wring myself, squeeze myself, all those efforts and thoughts and intention and this inner effort. No, without it. On the contrary. That I'm flying. It's so light, easy. How do I reach a state where I receive such an impression from the society? It would be good, so that the spirit exists in it all the time. That I'll have the energy and the good mood and inspiration, and I wouldn't have to exert to remember, something, but rather this life is like on a cushion. It's possible. There's nothing special about it, and you don't buy it acquired outside. It all depends on us to perform, to do such a thing. How do we do it? Please. But practically, what are you doing? And so we will all feel this way.
I really feel this Passover, I for one felt it very, very much as a woman. Everybody joined in all the actions, all the dissemination, all her hardships. And if you felt that you're cleaning the society's house, I felt that I was cleaning my house and I felt the hardship that Rav spoke about. I had sadness that I'm not alone, but a lot of women, it's hard for them. And how can we as a society do this differently to unite our strengths that we can make sure that next Passover that we can organize ourselves better to see how we can help the kids, we can help other women to go to different dissemination. But it was really felt that this inclination that we were sharing, and whoever went to dissemination was sending pictures, and we need to feel that we're together. Yeah, and this feeling of together that we feel like a one family, that I feel that we're actually holding one another from this feeling that everybody from us can feel this way, like a pillow, like a buoyant. Like if we give everybody one another this feeling that we're all inside our houses with love and affection, it will be easier for us to move forward and to live together. What Rav's talking about, it's to put ourselves inside and to take our animal and make sure that she goes everywhere, not only dissemination, everything that's asked from us. Let's say in WhatsApp they need 50 people, you need to leave everything. There's nothing like this. Only in our society, you don't see it anywhere else. It's a big honor that you to leave everything and just run to the group. And over here, this is, we're together, we're connected. These are the moments of action, doing. Yes. When I think, when do I feel these pillows, these clouds? It's when we had a massive action. Doesn't matter where you are, you can come and you can give your 5 cents. Everybody is important, and every moment there's a different project that everybody can include themselves in. It's not only one in the front. There's one togetherness. I also think about when I feel this pillow, it's in the corporeal life, the moments you feel love, when everything comes easy. I also feel it when we're together here, when we say nice word to each other, read excerpt together. It gives you the drive to go forward, and next Passover will go make a. We can all read excerpts together. Yes, I agree. We need to show our excitement that what we're doing here, and to show example to our friends. I remember that when I saw other friends who are exerting themselves in dissemination, it really gave me a lot of impression. We need to make sure that everybody's burning. I know that these pillows that I feel to get when I go to the dissemination and I'm in circles, my friend couldn't go out because she has little kids, and I told her that I will sit with the kids. We need to make sure that there's some kind of something set up that we around babysitting circle that we can all help one another. It doesn't matter if I look after the children, that she goes out to dissemination, or I go out, she goes out. It's something that it's being sewn together. This is the cloud together. I also feel this way. This spirit of togetherness and help together, it really makes this infrastructure that we can ascend, that everybody is worrying for everybody, and it makes this, it's very, very strong that came out of this Passover. I hope we are successful to go up. On these corporeal things, we need to make sure on the other side that we need to make sure about the mutual care that we have for everybody. This Passover, we see that women went through many, many states and they received them nicely.
How do we overcome personal opinions and nullify ourselves towards the center of the group? How do we overcome personal opinions and nullify towards the center of the group? The most important thing.
Okay, so how do we overcome our personal opinions?
Because without that, there will be no connection, and with no connection, we'll receive nothing, or nothing good will come out of our efforts. So how do we overcome personal opinion, and how do we connect together in the center of the group?
Okay, as soon as we remember that our personal opinions are the thoughts of each other, that actually we influence upon each other our thoughts, and so all of us try to be in one intention, and we think about the same thing, then that helps each one of us. And that actually means nullifying ourselves, to be in one thought and one intention. One thought, actually, in this inspiration to see the friend, that's the spark that I need. Without him, I won't be able to reach the end of correction. And whoever speaks, to include her inside me and to listen to what she's saying, to try to connect to what she's saying. What does that mean inside me? And to understand that we're all part of each other, that we have no choice. We're all part of each other in order to attain and win and together to reach the one. I'm trying to think what the meaning is of personal opinion. For say, if it's towards spirituality, then if it comes from my personality, then it's something personal, individual, and it doesn't even have a part. We always need to be nullified towards the goal, towards bestowal, to think of everyone of family. If it were my sister or my mother or my child, automatically, once I take the person as my own, then it's not personal. That's how I see it. If there's some hardship, then I know that's where it's my problem. It's my ego. So to continue, and then I relocate that there is an issue there because it gets me upset. My issue of a very good kli vessel for that is a husband, because usually I know that if I talk to him, then he'll also upset me, and then I know that I need to have a lot of work to do altogether. In principle, it's nullification, 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 and nullification. Yes, really. If I start thinking of thoughts that are contrary to what the society says, that just means how I shows me how I need to be more connected, and also towards my friends, for them to remain connected, for them to be here all the time. And that will give the this influence upon them. So there's no, the situation won't be created to have opinions that are contrary to the society. There's no such thing. First of all, I think that we should be in mutual demand within the group for one towards the other to be nullified. It doesn't happen by itself. I know for myself that it doesn't happen easily. When it happens, it's like a huge miracle. I already if I have a feeling of nullification, when that big, the great opposer suddenly agrees to lower his head. And so when I think of the dissemination and something massive, then all these little miracles happen. And to request, to ask the society, not to take shame in it, it's also part of the ego. Just as you said, to care for this, for the friends, for them all to be successful and to always to be in that, and in externality to try as much as possible to be a good example, to try to raise the spirit in the society. And your personal example is really intensifies it all. So that's how we should work externally and internally.
Shilaba. Rav, next question. How do we ensure that each one of us will participate in actions such as peeling duties, mutual help, dissemination, so that we would all together participate in actions that bring us to spirituality? How do we ensure that total will all participate in actions that bring us to spirituality? You work here, in the center, in dissemination. How do we do that? Because these actions are truly spiritual actions. How do we ensure each one receives an opportunity for it? Although it has... each one is burdened. How do we organize ourselves to give at least everyone the ability to participate?
I feel that this work in this thing is also corporeal, external as a society, and also internal. It needs to be something educational that everybody understands how much all these actions are very critical to our spirituality. When she comes to clean or she comes to peel or any other action we do here, it seems corporeal, but it's a good opportunity for advancing internally. And it's also the same way in dissemination. We have this kind of hardening that we don't have time, we have problems with the kids, we have problems at work. If the society gives you this kind of covering that I will be there to do these duties, we can change, look after each other's kids, we can help each other be more free to listen to. We need to go out for everybody, because this development is, we can also do this from personal example. I know that this helps me. When I see other women who do this, it makes me feel jealous. And this jealousy makes me do the same thing. And it's a kind of personal example. If I do it, then another girlfriend does it, then another friend does it, and everybody will do it, and they feel that it's something, it's a form of new connection. This connection can be very helpful in the 10. When a 10 meets, it really builds a program for everybody. I can send excerpts. I can be a babysitter. Whatever feels close to you, you can do. And somebody, let's say, who works 10 or 12 hours in one of the... We can maybe... She can take a holiday. It's worth taking holiday to be in dissemination, because it's amazing what's going on there. We see that we find the Creator within the people. We speak. They're better than we are, and it's very worthwhile. I really agree with everything that's been said. It's a company of a lot of my. I don't know.
What. So at least in this little world that we've been given, to create a network for each one of us to help each other and to really make time for one each one. For each other, because as you said, is once I raise importance for someone else, then we're all in the same. After all, we're in the same system, and it will raise us all. And practicality, actually, we would like it to be this way, but the truth is that each one of us is very busy in her own framework and has to be in her wherever she needs to be. So as I see it, we're a huge society. We're one circle. So if today I can't, because I have young children and I work 12 hours in a day, then tomorrow I will be able to, and somebody else will replace me. Just to look at this whole thing as one big system, and that's how we'll feel. That's how we'll feel this togetherness. It's like this big Ferris wheel, up and down, up and down. Yes. Actually, yes, it is true. We have our tens. There's a purpose. We have our tens. I think that it's my role to awaken my ten for all the friends in my ten to have that inspiration. That's what I need to think, that it depends on me. And that's why I need to do all of these actions. Then the ten, I have to ensure that everything for my friends in the ten, because if I'm not doing it, then I need to think that it's my responsibility. I think that altogether, the answer to most of these questions is start seeing ourselves as a system and everything. Just like there's no individual and private situations, we need to feel that our corporeal lives are also not our lives either. Somehow we need to start thinking that whatever happens, everybody has to be integrated and included in it. Everybody has to be a part of it, just to give an equal chance to everybody to do everything. Yes, to see how as one society and how it serves all of us in the best way, how we elevates all of us and our children and the entire group. For example, if mothers with the children, if they have children that are the age of my children and they're not in this workshop or that, it doesn't matter. If those mothers are ensuring that the children are having a good time together, and some of them are on duty and some of them are out in dissemination, and each time we try to continue publicizing it, and this is how we're building this society, that this is how we're bringing up our raising our children, and that the spirit of love and connection within it, that's what how we're raising them, and that's what we want between us. So that's what we're building. We're already doing that, but to do that even more and intensify it even more, that's what I feel is facing us.
What are we missing to take the final step and exit Egypt? What are we missing in order to take the last step and exit Egypt? Truly, other than a single effort, we have nothing more to do in order to be outside, to reach redemption. What are we missing? And if you say the correct answer, also say how to do it practically. One action, and how do we practically realize it? Not just beautiful words.
Maybe in my feeling, it's just really just my effort to connect with you. A feeling of a very strong feeling of exile, of the need, a very strong need for the connection amongst us, and that no matter what we do, all the beautiful things we talked about, to wish to be in a corrected society is not succeeding. Maybe we have to reach a certain level of a goal, of maybe of desperation, and with that chisaron, to come with a very clear cry and desire and prayer to which will make us have us merit reaching that level. It doesn't have any, there's no other meaning. Actually, I agree that it's this understanding that no matter how much we put out effort in order to connect, and by lessons and workshops and all the dissemination, still to see that we're not succeeding. We keep trying to connect, and then we understand that it's not working, it's not succeeding, it's not enough. And then to come with a joint prayer from the depths of our heart to be helped, that the force between us will help us. Really, we don't have the strength. We're incapable of doing it alone. And really, the two forces that are working upon us, that are causing us to move from side to side, it's just the center of the group, the center of the ten, and to strengthen and to raise, elevate, and to increase the importance of the goal. That's the only thing that will connect us, to continuously intensify that. Yeah, I keep thinking of this picture of this, of an allegory that a person was inside of water, and then when he couldn't breathe, they pulled him out, and he said, okay, when will I reach then? And the first thing he said, when will I attain the Creator? And they said, when you reach that level of breath, then that's how you will. And I keep asking myself, did I give enough? Did I do enough? And I think that other than investing ourselves all the time and remember why we're doing it, and to be, in the end, to be bestowing, and the whole goal of this society is to practice this bestowal. It's like a school for bestowal kind of thing, to reach that necessity together, for this society to be greater than my life. Whenever I have this inner cry to the Creator, I realize how egoistic I am. I'm crying out, and from the depth of my heart, but why am I crying out? It for me. I'm crying out because something's hurting me, because I need something. You're my dad, and you need to give me something. So then I perceive that, wait, so what is this joint prayer? What is this joint prayer? How do we do it so that all of these crying out will not just be for ourselves, but will be for the general, for everyone, for all, and also for the others. Yes, we need to, we truly do need to ask with all our might that our friends, all of our friends, will reveal the Creator among us. And not let my ego doesn't let me do it. So it seems to me that we just need to act it out, that the goal is most important to us in life, and that's how we need to act all the time, that's the most important thing in life. I don't have any magic trick, but I think that what I really need is the chisaron. I need a true purpose. And then what happens is that when I come back from dissemination, only after disseminating, it clarifies what happened, what am I doing, and what my destiny actually is. And then when you have that discernment, then the true request is born, and to wish only to be in that place, to be Israel, to be the conveyor, and only that place that gives us the true place. Everything else doesn't really work for me. Just as you said, what we're missing is the request, this request to bring this total request just for the society, for all. There's nothing much to add. Hatred of the evil. I need to reach a place where I can't stand myself anymore. I'm willing to do anything, just like that person who is ill and is willing to go and have surgery, is willing to nullify himself so that he'll be corrected. And just melt, that total melting into the society, and not in the ego, not the egoism, just to repelled by it, and to raise this cry that I can't live with this anymore. I want to be outside for others, and part of the, and I don't want to be the one that's not revolving with all the corrected society. I want to perform actions, to do whatever is necessary, as long as it becomes part of us. Yes, actually, it's to understand that it doesn't, no matter how much I try to be with this, similar to the Creator, to act out being bestowing it, to exert towards that, I realize that it's all ego. Behind all of the games, all of the effort, even when I'm sure that here I'm doing something that's not for myself, and in the end, it turns out that it's my ego that's waving to me.
What kind of common prayer we could put together before the parting of the sea, of the Red Sea? A common prayer before the parting of the Red Sea.
The action to invite the Creator for the good of the whole world, for all the great, and to ask for the power of the Creator so that we'll be able to successful, to be able to give that light to the world. And this is what we need to do with this table, because I can't do it on my own. It's a prayer for the wholeness of the Kli, contentment for the Creator, that we can do our role for the world and for our nation. The Creator gives us this general prayer, correct, precise, that will open the gates of heaven, and that we can cause him contentment, that all our friends will have the strength, the group will have strength to ask, so that we can be a pipe, not for ourselves, but to bestow for everybody, so we be the, to feel the hearts of our friends and only them there, because they're all the prayers, the real prayers are located there. That all our group will be able to be in mutual guarantee and in adhesion with the Creator, so we can pass it on to the rest of the world.
Ve shila achrona.
Last question. At the end of Passover, we have a need, a desire to come back to work in tents, because this holiday may be kind of blurred the lines between the tents. We were all together. So how do we increase the work and add to the work in the tents? What can we add to our work in the tents and in general in connection, so we would truly accept the next degree? And Passover, every day a person needs to see himself as if he's coming out of Egypt. So it's not like the holiday is over and we'll wait for another year for opportunity. The opportunity exists in each and every moment. But the corporeal holiday exists only in a certain month, a certain day. So how, nonetheless, out of going through this holiday quite successfully with our dissemination that preceded it, truly on a national level, successful. So how do we now raise ourselves to the next, to the new degree of connection that would truly be a preparation for coming out? Last question. At the end of the Passover holiday, we have a desire and a need to return to the work in the tent. How do we increase the work and add to the work in the tent? Please.
This work in the tens is amazing.
If we can say just something practical, not pretty words, though everyone knows how to say. Actions. Let's say it like this. What do I undertake? What kind of additional work towards a greater connection between us? In practice. Okay? Go.
Well, first of all, to connect with all the less active women in the tent. Not that we didn't do that, but to actually to continue doing that even more, to tell them how much we miss them and how much we need them. And also to locate tens who are having hardships, who are finding it difficult to act as a 10, and to work with another 10. We did that in the previous round of 10s. It's very powerful in the round, in both rounds, who then proceeds and does the same thing for another round. It's very nice. Yes, that sounds like a good idea. What else? Actually, to be responsible, to ensure that we meet at least once a week physically, and hold a workshop, a connecting workshop among us. The little things that I see is like reminders and impressions, who's coming to dissemination this week, who's coming to the port, who's going down to Eilat, to share and to cause envy, to awaken things. And really, if you were in dissemination and you were excited, then tell everyone. And after all, it's all of our goals to awaken that the desire and participation. I take upon myself the daily conversation. I think it's very important to implement in the 10, because each talk like that we have is very significant. Then we go to sleep every day. We go in a very goal-oriented way. And I recommend the duty, Ramchal duty. Maybe we could do something that doesn't obligate a physical meeting to make it easier for us, but maybe to work on something together, maybe on some excerpt, some section on the internet, something that we can do to, we can edit together, that we can give our opinion, or to produce something for dissemination together. Yes. maybe I could undertake a certain, I could take upon myself a certain responsibility. There are all kinds of impressions. Amira always sends us impressions from the lesson, so maybe to be like Amira and to send it to our tent for inspiration. Yes, to ensure at least one talk, phone call together. And so let's say if somebody didn't do it, and not to come and criticize her, but to envelop her and to try to think how to help her so she can reach a state of doing something for the society. To be in a state of there's no personal states. Anybody who has a certain trouble or a hardship or something did not succeed, we realize it's our role to embrace us warmly and to advance it. And as little as to criticize as little as possible and to support as much as possible. Yes, everything that you said to go each and every friend in the 10 and to think how to help all of us to connect. Some of us are on the WhatsApp, some aren't, to really think of each and every one, what is good for her and what suits her, how we will build the 10 together. I would add to that what we talked about at the beginning of the lesson today, that within each 10, it's like a mini family. So if there's a mother with kids who can't come to a lesson at night or to the morning lesson or all kinds of dissemination activities, to see how each time we replace them, how we share all the burden and how we can help each other in all kinds of places where there's any hardship, like in a family, to lend a shoulder. Maybe also to actually clarify with each one what she is lacking or what she needs most in order to participate more. Yes, and in that discernment to ask, what would you like me to do for you? This week, maybe somebody needs something that she's ashamed to say.
Okay, we deserve a festive meal. Please, everyone is invited. Thank you so much.